Hide and Seek in Town by Corinne Boutry and Laureline Masson. Translated by Clementine Salvioffer, read by Clementine Salvioffer. Published by Blue Dot Editions. Some people run after their dogs, others after their trains, and some others just for the sake of it. Me? I run after my hat. My hat is a little wild. As soon as possible, it sets sail. I don't like to step out without my hat. Every day, to look my best, I pop my hat on my head. This morning, on the corner of the Rue des Fantasques, my hat had a funny idea. It suddenly flew away. Barely caught sight of it as it dove into the Cour des Voraces, carried away by its own momentum. Here it is now, trapped. I dashed towards it. There was nowhere it could go, no place for it to hide. Suddenly, it starts to escape, swerving and sliding, and swiftly disappears onto the other side. I got over my surprise and chased after it on the Montée de la Grande Côte. It was frantically fleeing, bounding down the tall steps, two at a time. What could it be up to, charging about like that? It stopped for a moment by the school playground. Puff, puff. I was really running out of breath. The children excitedly cheered me on. But the little scamp decided to pirouette away, preferring instead to dawdle in front of the nearby shop display. The grocer, the butcher, and the florist, it wanted to see them all, and more. It's a proper guided tour. My hat dashed behind the Gros Caillou, thinking I would not see it. But I was cleverer, and I raced around to the other side. From me, it would no longer hide. By the time I reached the other side, she had picked it up, and she was softly rocking it to sleep like a docile young child. My hat had been tamed. She handed me my hat. I shyly took it back and looked up at her. She smiled at me. "Thanks," I stammered. Then we all went for a walk, slowly strolling along, one step at a time.